Welcome to Seraphim's Basketball, episode Basketball Fortitude. Today, Friday, August 7th, 2020. Today's episode will give a listening ear unto the audience to resolve the issues of basketball that have a insignia upon the desecrates and failures of fortitudicity in the game. Today we'll give an ear to six areas of subject that encapsulate the fortitudicity of basketball. Ethics, ingenuity,
Halomoto.
Order, capacity, development, and venue will be the six subject areas in which we give a ear unto in its necessity and value of order in the game of basketball. Ethics. Ethics are overly resonant in getting solvencies for individual athletes, teams, organizations, and franchises. Ethics, they exist competitively, restoratively, and segmentatively in the nature in which they are implemented to reclaim solvency and establish order in fortitudes of basketball. Competitive ethics, they are somewhat askew of the brigade of order which exists in business and business world, only because of the nature of its existence, which is sport. Those competitive ethics are natural that they be combative upon oppositional endeavor of each side involved. You know, that one side may proclaim the ethics of the fortitude which gives the light, breath, and strength of victory, that their ethics were conducive and directive unto the proper vein of the helm of victory. Restoratively, ethics are abound in both sides of that competitional endeavor, which exists as a triumphal and a uh, unwarranted of victory. The triumph would albeit be but the losing side of the competition, which would be the unwarranted side of the play. Restoratively, those ethics, they exist as a means of bouncing back for the elements of congeality which were not in the victorious element of the competition, where the restorative ethics rebuild their confidence and their desire to compete all over again. Segmentative ethics, which are those ethics that exist during the competition and only during the competition because of the nature of the event of the competition. Those segmentative ethics exist in order of nature that perseverance is the first order of nature by all means of necessity, where those competitive segments of competition, or you could call those games, competitive competitions, would be differed upon by the restorativeness needed in each segment. Those ethics exist competitionally and strictly by competition. Ingenuity. Ingenuity and the fortitude of basketball is a desired ability of all coaches from their athletes. You know, ingenuity allows and makes competitions become light work for athletes, coaches, franchises, teams, and organizations who have an ingenuity or a nucleus of ingenuity on its floor and on its bench, where the ingenuity itself gives opportunity to where there are no free will advance of daylight to be seen. You know, the ingenuity itself is in finesse, style, and grace. Differs team by team, organization by organization, franchise by franchise. More so, we're finessing a basketball fortitude, finessing itself in ingenuity is more so allowing the ability to make forthright itself with finesse. You know how a style may be breath or born and become extinct without the grace of having the fullness and meekness and meat thereof in its ingenuity processive stay in the order of the era, where how finessing that ingenuity becomes a skill or trait, which is longevity. Order, the purpose, domain, and a tour of order is to, you know, invigor the order of basketball with fortitudinal objectivity and fortitudinal capacity. But the orders of purpose, domain, and the tour become a grandeur of the complete envelope and agenda of a team and a teamhood's fortitudinous, where purpose brings together the order of the athletes that realm and play and compete within the same domain. You know, that domain is a sector or a market or simple venue where the auteur and the attend and the ton of that order depicts and directly gives the fortitudinal order unto the light breath and vein of the basketball order, which has capacity in all levels of the play. You know, the capacity of that basketball fortitudinous doesn't require a degree to play. You know, they have them at amateur levels, semi-professional levels, and professional levels, where the capacity of the basketball fortitudinous is more so given to be a differentiating skill of means that the capacity be separated in differentiation, where you have amateurs, you have semi-professionals, and you have professionals. You know, where those three levels are separated from their true meanings by their capacity. And the capacities, you know, they become relevant and applicable as the athletes and the players are developed, and as the development of their careers become more ascertained unto its direction. The development of a high school player, the development of a collegiate player, the development of a professional player. No, the capacities of those levels, amateur, semi-pro, and professional, in those developmental stages, high school, collegiate, and professional, you know, they are all separated by different fortitudinalness of basketball, where the capacity or or ability range of the amateur may be to play for recreational fun time, you know, and the semi-pro may have collegiate experience and desire to play only partials of the professional realm. And the professional may have collegiate experience in development and desire to play professionally. However, that fortitudinous may lay in erect itself those developments of those capacities. You know, their order and purpose is to strengthen the fortitudinous of the domain of ethics of basketball fortitude. From there, you get onto the venues of basketball, where agency, market, and regulation become the means of solvency and the apparatus of currency. Venues in the developmental capacity, high school, collegiate, and professional, no longer become far-fetched unto the capacity of the amateur and the semi-pro, or the professional who's looking to have a market unto his agency, where agency, rookie, veteran, free agent, you know, those are agencies. Their markets are differentiated by the means of the realm of that agency. You know, that market of each agency becomes a tool for the lower market and the lower agency to reach to unto to reclaim the fullness of their regulative process, their regulative intent, and their regulative fit. You know how the capacity expands around the agency in the professional and trickles down to the semi-pro and trickles down to the amateur in its developmental venue stage, where agency becomes the a right of way unto the market of which the venues are being held and created. And you know, not just held and created, but the regulation itself, which is held in competition. Those competitive ethics, you know, they are the fortitudinous which holds and brings forth the light that basketball can mean and mean itself in with the edification of, you know, its propers and the edification of its attire with a ten and a ton by the venue of its capacity and the venue of its market and the venue of its regulation. We've come to the end of Seraphim's Basketball, episode Basketball Fortitude. Wishing you all a very new and very adieu season unto the Orlando Basketball Battle for 2020 as they close out their 2019 and 2020 seasons, and those in the route on to the endeavorment of becoming a professional. May your play be your way. 1-1. Outcome, perseverance, persistence, and pressure. All uniting in the edification of basketball fortitude. Twiggy Tweed, signing off.